Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here, too. Bill is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. We got him right out of high school. He's the author of Leaders Open Doors, Courage Goes to Work, etc., etc. I think we've launched all of his books on our show over the years. He's one of the top leadership experts on the planet, and the CEO at Giant Leap Consulting, and our good friend Bill Treasurer. Welcome back.
Jim, you know what I love? My bump music is Jump.
That's right. That's right. Nothing but the best for you. Hey, Bill, I know you want to talk about change today, and one of the things that, just to get some things established here, I've pointed out over the years on the show that there's nothing new about change, except for one thing, that a computer is really just a fancy wheel. But the only thing that is different in 2,000 years, 3,000 years about change is the velocity of change. That's what's taking our breath away. Not the change. Change has always been with us. But the span between two generations of change has been compressed so much that that's what's taking our breath away. What do you think?
Oh, it's definitely true. I did a change workshop yesterday virtually, and I always start with a quote from the Atlantic Monthly, and it talks about there's too many crimes, casualties, violence, that science empties its discoveries on you really fast, that the political world witnesses new scenes, and people are like, yeah, that's exactly right, except that the quote is from 1857.
It's a trap.
So every generation, it's a trap. It's a trap. So, you know, every generation feels the intensity of change. I mean, imagine when you used to, you had a little candle in your hand, and then you saw your neighbor get an incandescent light bulb. It would have been like, what is going on?
Well, and the Luddite, you know, somebody, if you call somebody a Luddite today, that's somebody who doesn't want, you know, who resists technology. The Luddites were named in the 19th century.
Exactly.
100 years before we had computers. So yeah, this has been going on a long time. And the thing that I want you to talk to us about is I want you to give us your take on this, because you and I both know that you can't just accept and manage change. You have to lead it. So what do you think?
I definitely think, you know, before I started Giant Leap Consulting, it'll be 19 years in August, I was with Accenture, and I was in their change management and human performance practice. And what I learned through that process is change is a fundamental, elemental leader's job. A leader needs to get a group of people from point A to point B, momentum, movement, improvement. But people are used to point A, and they're not fully aware of what point B is going to look like. So they'll hold on to point A, even if it's not a great place to be, just because it's familiar.
It's their paradigm.
So a leader has to marshal people. Exactly.
It's their paradigm.
So leader's job.
And research shows that 2 out of 3 people will resist change with every fiber of their being.
Not only that, so, you know, change is so elementally important for leadership. And at the same time, large-scale change efforts have a really high failure rate. So it's hard to sell people on change when you can point to so many examples. In fact, John Cotter, who wrote the book Leading Change, he says that it's for big, like M&A or reorgs, have a 70% failure rate. So it's hard for people to want to get on board when you're saying, no, these changes are going to be good for the company. And yet they are, because we need to improve. We need to elevate our standards. We need to stay contemporary around technology. So change is fundamental to leadership.
Well, it is. And so if we can stipulate that change is here, if we can stipulate that it's moving, that the compression of change generations is being reduced – then that there's only one way to deal with that, and that's through leadership. And that's this is why I keep trying to talk about so much about on the show about you can't just be the manager of your business. You have to be the CEO of your business, because managers execute change, CEOs lead change. What do you think?
Right. So a leader, him or herself, first of all, has to have an appetite for change themselves. They have to embrace it. So if you're a person who starts with contempt prior to investigation, in other words, if you start with no first, if you're a person who fundamentally focuses on flaws before what's right with an idea, if you're quick to get to the execution in your mind instead of fully understanding what the idea is, you might have mental rigidity. So you as a leader need to make sure that you first are somebody who is embracing of change yourself, because it's how you keep a business vibrant and thriving.
And if you're like that, you probably don't need to become a small business owner. I'm sorry. That's just some tough love. What do you think, Bill?
Ain't it the truth? I mean, small business, every day you're bombarded with sometimes minor, sometimes substantial change. I mean, the most recent example is COVID, and everybody, the big word that has become pronounced is pivoting. If you can't pivot, then, and you're in a CEO role, you know, you might want to consider another profession.
Because I feel like
change
I've been,
is the way business is.
I feel like I've been reinventing myself every day for the last 31 years.
That's exactly it. You know, I mean, it's like, I'm going to today, by the way, I'm going whitewater kayaking with my son on the Nantahala River. And that's a lot. Business is like class 5 rapids. You know, you're in a raft and you get some eddies here and there, but it's a big adventure. And that adventure is all about change.
Right. Absolutely. So what are some other things we can do? Because as leaders, if the change is probably something we see necessary. We're the ones, as the leaders, as the CEOs, we're the ones seeing over the horizon. We're seeing the challenges and the opportunities coming at us, which don't fit what we're doing right now. If we're having to make that change, we have to make the news and the execution so that our people will help us with that. Give us a good tip, and then we'll take a break.
Right, so there's this idea of absorbability. You can have toxic change. You can do too much change at once. So you have to sort of meter it out. You as a leader have already gone through the mental process of questioning why you're doing the change. But the people have to catch up to that. So you've got to provide a really clear vision of the better place you're taking them and how the change will positively impact their life and make them more efficient and effective in their job.
And also, when we come back, I'm going to get Bill to talk to us about how to include them in that change decision-making process. Bill, I need your website quickly, please.
CourageBuilding.com.
CourageBuilding.com. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.